Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. This episode is titled, Stop with the Ozempic Hydroxycut and Weight Watchers. Okay, now, why am I talking about certain products? Why am I talking about other things rather than talk about all the good stuff like macros, structured training systems, hitting PRs in the gym, going to your Spartan race, getting a medal? Why am I talking about Hydroxycut, Ozempic, and SlimFast or Weight Watchers? Why am I doing that? Because this is what's happening out there. Okay. If you're in the DTA, you don't follow any fad diets anymore. You don't go and see what's the coolest thing happening since sliced bread on the internet. Like, how do I lose my next 10 pounds faster than what I'm doing now? You don't do that anymore because you have education, because I've provided you, the DTA environment has provided you education on what you put in your body. However, if you ever think about quitting, if you ever think about stopping your journey prematurely, this is what's out there. Okay. So let's talk about Hydroxycut. Comment in the chat if you've heard of this supplement before. Hydroxycut, just like Duramine, okay, is, we'll call it a fat burner. It's a popular weight loss supplement that typically contains a variety of ingredients. We got caffeine, green tea extract, and other herbs. However, Hydroxycut has a lot of other ingredients that no one talks about, okay, that can have some potential side effects. Now, anytime you take a fat burner that increases your heart rate, that makes you suppress your appetite, I just want to ask you one question. Why don't you just drink coffee? Why don't you just have caffeine? Because it does the same thing. Caffeine suppresses appetite, increases your nervous system, makes you more alert, does the same thing. Why would you buy a supplement that's 20 times more than the actual caffeine itself just to burn more fat? And these are the side effects when you take fat burners, right? Not only does it increase your heart rate because of the caffeine, but the increased blood pressure, the insomnia you might get, nervousness or anxiousness, digestive issues, headaches, allergic reactions, liver damage. So no one ever wants to talk about this. The only supplements that you ever want to like really focus on in terms of fat loss, there's a few, and there's got some holistic ones that I'll go over a bit later. You got your whey protein isolate, you got your vegan protein, you got your rice protein, you got soy protein, and then you got your creatine. Those are the only ones you're going to need. You don't need the fat burners, so stay away, okay? That's the first one, right? Anytime you go to a supplement store and the big beefy guy walks in, or you walk in, the big beefy guy just stands out there saying, hey, I can help you. What do you want to do? It's like, I want to lose my weight. Like, well, let me take you over to the fancy fat burner slide. Stay away, okay? Stay away. Don't need that. You go in like, hey, where can I get my best bang for buck for my protein? I want this supplement. My coach told me to have this. Stay away from all the other rubbish at supplement stores. Can we do that? Yeah, that's the first one. The second one is Ozempic. Okay, type in the chat if you've heard of Ozempic before. Yeah, I never talk about it on the podcast, but it's something that I've done some research with recently, and goddamn, sometimes I go out and read mainstream news and what like people like Oprah is taking, and I find out, my God, no wonder 73% of Americans are overweight. No wonder 50% are diabetic out of that 73%. So Ozempic is a medication used to treat type 2 diabetes. But just like any other medication, it does have side effects. So here's a crazy stat. Back in 1992, Oprah went on a fat loss diet, okay? She was taking some pill, she was doing some fasting, and she dropped a lot of carbs. And she did that for about 3 years. She lost a ton of weight, but then realized it wasn't sustainable. And who knows what they were teaching back in 1992. And in 1994, she put all the weight back on, like 100 plus pounds. And just recently, and you've all seen Oprah, she's like looking great, looking amazing. Well, 4 years ago, when she started her fat loss diet, she was talking about a weight loss drug, which she didn't name. She didn't name what the weight loss drug was, but she was taking a weight loss drug to help her lose the weight. Now, coincidentally, she's on the board of Weight Watchers. She's the board of directors. And coincidentally, a few months ago, recently, she stepped down from the board of directors. Coincidentally, Ozempic is bringing billion dollars to the medical industry and the pharmaceutical companies. And at the same time, she steps down for Weight Watchers as soon as Ozempic was announced that it was something that you could have a part of the Weight Watchers program, okay? So what does Ozempic do? Not only will it suppress your appetite, not only will it cause you nausea, not only will it destroy your metabolism once you get off it, Because what do you think is going to happen once you get off it? You think your body's just going to go back to normal? You think anything that suppresses your appetite, you get a normal body back? It doesn't work like that. Okay? Not only will you get vomiting, diarrhea, not only will you get all the other symptoms from the fat burners, like high blood pressure, insomnia, increased heart rate, but you're going to be left with no metabolism, okay? So when you have carbs again, boom, your blood sugar spikes, you start craving more, you start getting addicted to food again, and it's just a yo-yo cycle. Let me go read the comments for a second. Oh yeah, so lady in my office is on it. Number one choice of celebs. I didn't realize how many people are on it. She's constantly sick and weak. My sister takes it. I saw that on the news. Exactly, okay? Let's talk about Weight Watchers, right? The ones that are actually made Ozempic are part of their program. I think it's like $100 a month or something like that to get on Ozempic right now. Ugh, drives me insane, okay? So Weight Watchers, and I know a lot of you guys in the DTA have come from Weight Watchers into the macro lifestyle. Look, coming from a place of empathy, consideration, understanding that the education system doesn't talk about fat loss. They don't teach you anything. Sure, we have home economics, teach you how to cook, but they don't teach you what you're cooking, okay? I also feel sorry for people that have family, have parents, have grandparents that don't have a healthy lifestyle and their relationship with food was poor from the beginning and they're kind of doomed. And then when they go out there in the real world, they speak to Sarah, they speak to the gym owner, they speak to the supplement store guy, they speak to their friend at this house party that doesn't eat one meal a day and she's skinny all the time. Like you're getting this information from poor choices and you get left behind. You just think, oh, wow, well, Sarah's got an amazing results. She did Weight Watchers and she tracks points. If I count points, that should be really simple. Weight Watchers have been around for like 20, 30 years. Does it work? Yeah. Do people stay in it? Sure. Is it holistic? Probably not. Like, do you want to go? Weight Watchers won't educate you on what you're putting into your body, okay? Now, here's the thing. We want to get away from like the fad dieting, the shiny object syndrome. So shiny object syndrome, which you've all suffered from, is, oh, that's really cool and shiny and nice. And that's, oh, that's a quick fix. Oh, I got summers coming up. If I take this pill or this shake or this cleanse diet or isogenics or keto or intermittent fasting, if I do this, I can lose 5 pounds in the next 2 weeks. That's what shiny object syndrome is, okay? It's like you're driving. It's like, you ever seen an anxious dog? Like you bring your dog for a walk and there's another dog just really anxious, like looking everywhere for every sound, every light bulb, every traffic light, every noise, every smell. They're like constantly reacting. That's what people are like when it comes to fat loss. They don't have any game plan. They have no structure. They don't know what a macro is. They have no education behind what protein is. They don't know how much protein to have to ensure fat loss is happening steadily. They don't know what to do in the gym. It's freaking confusing. So what do we teach? What is the DTA way? Okay. Not a coincidence that 243 people have lost 25 pounds in this company and kept it off. Okay. That's the DTA way. Why? Well, we learn macros. We break it down in a very simple format. Your three macronutrients, your protein, your carbs, and your fats. We don't get rid of any food groups unless you have like dietary requirements, unless you have food intolerances, unless you've had a nutritionist or a naturopath talk to you about certain foods that you can get rid of to help with your gut health. Other than that, we don't get rid of any food groups. That's the reason why you see consistent success. That's why you wake up and you feel energetic because you're not limiting one food group. So we teach macros. That's the first thing we teach. Most people that do Ozempic, most people that do Hydroxycut, most people that do Slim Fast or any fad diets, they're either trying to sell you something, some pyramid scheme, or they're just trying to get you on a product, okay? They don't want to talk about the training either. So the reason why the DTA way is macros, progressive overload, and rest and recovery is because it's sustainable. Really simple. Now, progressive overload helps us get stronger in the gym. Before I started the podcast, I started sharing wins of all our clients hitting PBs. You know, they don't say to me, oh, Pat, I lost 5 pounds on the scale this week. We get a lot of people sharing wins of, hey, I did a one-arm row that's 5 pounds heavier than I did 2 weeks ago. I'm getting stronger. We have Lan doing pull-ups at home in a resistance band, you know? So we have Megan deadlifting nearly her body weight. Like we're getting focusing on the performance aspect of fitness, not the weight scale of fitness, okay? Then we talk about rest and recovery, okay? We're not 75-day hard where you're just training every single day, no rest breaks, go, 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 go. We're actually listening to our body, okay? The DTA way is not a quick fix. The DTA way is not a challenge. The DTA way is hardly a program. The DTA way is a way of life, okay? A way of life. We have three things in our life. We have the health, we have wealth, and we have relationships. You can have all the money in the world, but if your health is declining, what's the money good for, okay? You could have all the kids you want. You can have a big family, but you have no money to support. You have no health. Your health is declining. How can you provide and support? Okay, health is the number one pillar. Okay, my first mentor, Tony Robbins, he was talking about core values. And I remember this seminar that I went to, and he listed 25 of his core values. When he first started as an entrepreneur, going around the world, doing life coaching seminars, his number one core value was success. Now, what happened was 5 years later, he had a brain tumor. He was just working his ass off. He was grinding and grinding and grinding. But his health was declining just as fast. Now, in his 70s, he's still doing seminars all over the world, but his core value is health now. So he's able to sustain it. Can you imagine being really good? Maybe you're the mom of the year. Maybe you're the father of the year. Maybe you're the accountant of the year. Maybe you are, in your local neighborhood, Batman. Whatever it is. But if you don't have anything to sustain this way of living, this energy that you're putting out to the universe, you're going to crash and burn. How many people do you know are in hospital right now from said health related concern? How many people you know have their arm in a slingshot? How many people do you know that are limping right now? Like, we have to look after this body. You know, me and Joe, my partner, we've both had our fair share of injuries. And because we've had our fair share of injuries, we actually know how to prevent it from happening. You don't have to learn that same mistake. You don't, you know? So remember, the moral of the story today is to keep the main thing the main thing. If you don't have a macro plan, what are we doing? Do you not want to learn what you're putting into your body? Do you just want to be told what to eat and that's going to be forever? Because if that is the case, you're going to be dependent on that forever too. I know a lot of you guys who've been coached by myself will be able to travel to Europe, travel to America, travel anywhere in the world. And because you know macros, you feel super confident going to the beaches, feeling good, eating what you like because you know macros. I also know that you guys can take a week off and go back to the gym and still hit PRs because you know progressive overload. I also know that you guys are not thinking about the end time or when you're going to graduate the program or when you're going to stop because you know this is the lifestyle thing. Okay? That's the DTA way. Simple, structure, sustainability. That's the three S's. In conclusion, number one, stop taking Ozempic. Not that you guys are. Two, stop following a point system. Number three, fat burners don't work. Keep the main thing the main thing. Okay. I'm going to read some more comments. My famous words are, I will just do this, insert fad diet here, until I lose weight, then change my habits for the better. Bad mindset that I have always had. I didn't know what macros were until I joined DTA. It helped me so much with my meal intake. Mariana, I've seen way more results through macros than Ozempic. I was on Ozempic for medical reasons. Doc said it was going to help him lose weight too. I'm off it now because my health improved with eating better and losing some weight, and I lost more. Yeah. Here's what's really crazy. I've never really shared this too much on my podcast, but it's been a while since I actually shared with you. My family suffers from lupus. Okay. Lupus is an autoimmune system disease. I've seen my auntie get her life taken away from lupus. I've seen my mom have a fall at the airport and we thought she was depressed and she didn't want to go on a holiday. Me and my brothers were like fighting with each other every fucking day because we wanted my mom desperately to go on a holiday because we thought she was 55 and depressed about life. We literally pushed her to the airport one day before she was going to fly out with her sisters. We had an intervention with my mom and I said, Mom, you need to go and fly because it's been years since you went on holiday. You need to go and live life. Life is not finished when you're 55. And she's like drooling, like not drooling, but dragging her feet. I don't want to go. I'm tired. I'm like, this is like depressing. Get out of here. And me and my brothers literally just force her on this holiday. Anyway, God was looking out for us that day because she got to the airport. Just before check-in, she fainted, hit her head on a pole and fell. Emergency rushed her to the emergency hospital close by. I get a phone call from my auntie saying, hey, your mom's in hospital. Me and my brother looked at each other. I'm like, is this another depression episode where she's like trying to find her way, like not out, like trying to find her way back into the country? What's going on? Like, me and my brother were freaking out. We couldn't believe it. We rushed to the hospital, literally got in the car, went there and she was like lying in bed, like her eyes closed. I'm like, what is going on? I look at her. I'm like, you okay, mom? And she said, I don't know. What's going on? Like she doesn't even remember the faint. The next day she got a test done. It was an emergency test and we found out she had lupus. Me and my brother looked at each other like, whoa. Her whole body shut down for months. The crazy thing is we took a lot of blood. We took it to the doctors like every month for 6 months. They couldn't detect the lupus until she had the emergency fall when she got rushed to the hospital and they found out extra tests. One of my goals is to break generational curses. And even though like I could be a ticking time bomb and I could have lupus whenever, wherever, any day, any time, time. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll take a blood test every year. You know, I never go to the doctors. I'm not saying that to brag or flex, and I should be going to the doctors more, but I sometimes go to the doctors and I look at the doctor and I think, you are not healthier than me. Tell me if you've ever felt this way. You go to the doctors to get a health check because something's feeling not so right. You sit with your doctor, he asks you three or four questions, and you look at the doctor and you think, does this guy go to the gym, or does this girl like eat healthy? Like, what are they doing? Because why are you giving me health advice when you don't look healthy? How can we not judge by a book by its cover when our health and our life is on the line? So for anyone that doesn't believe that their health is a priority and they think they don't have time for their health, they don't have any money to invest in their health, I want you to know, subscribing to the medication system when you're 50, 60, and 70, 80 is going to be a lot more expensive than investing in a personal trainer, investing into your knowledge with nutrition, investing into a fucking gym membership, investing into a fucking treadmill at home to get your steps in because it's cold where you're at and you can't get out of the house because it's snowing 6 months of the year. If you don't invest in the farmer, which is paying for like whole foods, you're going to invest in the pharmacy later. I've seen it happen to my closest people in my life. Your doctor said she didn't know what macros meant. Scary, right? Hey doc, my coach told me about macronutrients. He told me to have 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. What's a protein? Like, why? Just take this pill. You know, I'm not shitting on all doctors, but I've seen it happen too many times. You know, if you're going to get a doctor, make sure it's a referral from a fit friend or a healthy person. Don't go to your local GP just because you moved houses and you need to find a local GP. Like, you're putting your life in the risk of someone that you don't know. Okay. I wouldn't do that. I'm going to look at the guy that has been in the fitness industry, is healthy, has kids, is fit, has blood tests twice a year, gets chucked up, does the necessary protocols to feel fit, do adult shit, do it at a high level, and push the boundaries. And I want to surround myself with those individuals. My last passionate message for you guys. It is your duty and your responsibility to audit your circle and realize that if the five closest people around me are fat, unhealthy, overweight, don't care about their habits, drinking, smoking, doing drugs, it is only you that's going to cut that out. It is a possibility that once you change your circle and once you change what you focus on, everything around you changes as well. Okay. My whole friendship circle, my mentors, they're all fit and healthy, strong as an ox. Most of my mentors that I have in my life are like double my age, fitter than me, stronger than me, more muscular than me. They have their shit together because I want to look up to people to where I want to go. I don't want to go back to my past and look at all the people that I remember going to school with and, you know, they're barely getting by every week, just slaving away, doing the same thing, not getting ahead, not being successful, not going to the gym, not looking after themselves. Their dream vacation is just staying at home, like not getting any sunlight, just watching Netflix all the time. I'm not being around those people. I'm hoping they have my best interests at heart, but maybe they're not as open-minded as they should be. There are some good doctors in this academy. I'm not shitting on those guys, but I've seen doctors, even like my friends who are doctors. Like, he tells me the most craziest things. I think, wow, you let this happen? Oh my, I can't believe it, okay? So remember, guys, macros, recovery, progressive overload. The more muscle you have on your body, the stronger you're going to be, not just for now, but in your 50s or 60s, okay? As we get older, we lose the ability to preserve muscle mass. We know this. As we get older, our spine decompresses. You get literally shorter. That's why your grandparents are getting shorter as well. That's because we don't have any muscle to like keep our spine aligned, okay? So we need muscle. That's enough today, guys. Hope you enjoy that. That's it for the Newbie Gains podcast. I'll speak to you on the other side. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me transform on IG, and I'll send you more details.